Hello and welcome to the Red Rock Fantasy Basketball Podcast, brought to you by Side League. Use the promo code REDROCK when you sign up and get yourself $5 free, and also get yourself in on this fantasy basketball playoff cash. My name is Josh Lloyd, and you can find me on Twitter at @RedRock_Beeble, on Instagram at @RedRock_Beeble, Facebook.com/RedRockBasketball, and email is RedRockFantasyBasketball@gmail.com. I'm back after a one-day hiatus with no games on today. Always feels a little bit strange that there's no games on. It's also equally as strange to me is that the games that we're coming up to on Friday are the same games that we had played on Wednesday. So Wednesday we had Cleveland, Chicago, Houston, Los Angeles. Friday, same games. We're just not going to see the other two games until Saturday. So it's an odd sort of quirk in the schedule. I don't really need to go over and cover the box scores, I think, from Wednesday's game. Apart from a couple, let's go through a couple of injury notes. Iman Shumpert has a strained left groin. He's considered questionable for the game on Friday. With J.R. Smith coming back, his value for daily fantasy leagues probably is going to take a hit anyway, so I don't think we're really going to be looking at playing Iman Shumpert. He was fantastic, though, in Game 2, put up some big numbers and would have been great to use in your daily fantasy lineup. With Smith coming back, though, I think we're probably going to be shying away from using Shumpert. Chris Paul, we don't know if he's going to play Game 3. He's still got that hamstring problem. He's considered questionable at this point. He was going through some parts of practice, so there is a chance that he plays. The other injury news, which is really disturbing and probably doesn't ruin the playoffs for Washington, but it's not great, is John Wall with the 5 non-displaced fractures in his wrist. We don't know if he didn't play Game 2. They got beaten. We don't know if he's going to play Game 3 or not, which will be Saturday. It's not looking good at this stage. If he doesn't play, the Wizards are toast. There's no way they're getting through. Ramon Sessions is going to be an awesome daily fantasy option, though, if Wall doesn't play, but we obviously need to check back to see what Wall's going to do. But that's some interesting, it's not really interesting, it's more a bummer that these injuries are taking a toll on the playoffs and could potentially allow Atlanta, not allow them, because they do deserve to get through and they've been playing well and all that sort of stuff. But if Wall doesn't play, the Wizards aren't going to put up too much of a fight against the Hawks, I wouldn't have thought. Okay. Let's now look ahead to try and win some money in Friday with these two games that are on, Cleveland and Chicago. Again, the only difference between the games on Friday and the games on Wednesday is that we're in a different location. So we're in Game 3. We travel to the lower seeds home court with the Cavs visiting Chicago. All series in Round 2 are tied up 1-1. The Bulls are favored by 1.5 at home. A low over-under of 195.5. As I said, J.R. Smith is back. Iman Shumpert is questionable with that groin issue. We've been seeing Nikola Mirotic for the Bulls playing really limited minutes, and that means that Taj Gibson, priced at only $4,000, is decent value because he's been getting the bulk of the minutes. Mirotic will come in, he'll play 2 minutes one game, 6 minutes one game. He's not getting the 20 minutes, the 24 minutes. Gibson's going 24, 25, 28, 30, that sort of range. At $4,000, it's a decent price point, especially with the Cavs missing a big man like Kevin Love. So when we're looking at guys at cheap salary to play, I like Taj Gibson. Derrick Rose at 8,100, I think, is really, really good value. Now, he's only been averaging 29.8 throughout the playoffs. He did have a couple of quiet games in Round 1. He's been good through the first two games of this series, though, so I like him at that price. Mike Dunleavy's been really solid the last two as well, and he's another cheap option at 4,300. And J.R. Smith's return at 5,000, I think that they're going to have to rely on him to put up some big numbers. I think he's going to go big at 5,000. He's one of my plays of the day. LeBron at 11,300. He's averaging 53.8 throughout the playoffs. He needs to get that to return $11,000 worth of value. I don't know if it's necessarily the best bet, but it's not horrendous. Kyrie Irving up to 9,500. That pretty much prices him out to me at 9,500. He's only averaging 36.8 points. It's not enough for that salary. You've got Jimmy Butler, who's averages 38.8, and he's priced $600 less. I would much rather spend the money on Jimmy Butler than I would on Kyrie Irving. His price has just gone up too much. Joakim Noah has been struggling, but his price is rock bottom, $5,500. Now, he's been averaging 24 points a game. If he gives you 30 points at $5,500, he gives you 34, which is possible. It's a bargain. So it's a risk because he hasn't been good, but you feel like there is going to be a big Joakim Noah game where he gets 18 rebounds and blocks 3 and gets 2 steals and a 7 assists. You feel like something is going to happen at some point, so it makes him a nice tournament option. It is hard to rely on him, though, because, as I said, he is only averaging 24 points, and that's not enough at that salary to be really worthwhile. Other guys to consider, Tristan Thompson is obviously getting more minutes with Kevin Love out, but consider this, that Tristan Thompson is priced just $200 less than Joakim Noah. That makes either Noah extremely low, which he is, or it makes Thompson way too high. It's probably a bit of both. I don't think I'd be wanting to play Thompson. Timofey Mozgov at 4,500. I don't mind that one. Again, it's a risk because we don't know the minutes he's going to get. He usually gets more minutes than Thompson, but there will be a game where he goes big and the other games will all be pretty small. So hard to rely on Timofey Mozgov. Pau Gasol, 8,700. That's an okay price point, but again, he's only averaging 35.5 points. At 8,700, you want him to do a lot more than that to return that sort of value. He needs to be giving you 40, 45, 50 points. He's just not doing it at this stage. So I would rather go the 4,000 of Taj Gibson and go big in another area, like putting LeBron in or putting Derrick Rose in at 8,000. I think those sort of values are much better than Powell at almost 9,000 at what he's been doing. Look, he can go huge. I know he can, but he just hasn't been giving those massive, massive nights, and it makes it hard to rely upon him, especially in cash games. The second game, the Rockets and the Clippers. Again, we don't know if Chris Paul is playing. If he's playing, he's priced at 9,800. That definitely feels a little bit high to me. I wouldn't be playing him at that price. If he doesn't play, Austin Rivers at 4,200, he becomes someone where I want to look at him. Now, Austin Rivers is not a great basketball player. He's not. That's fine. He's better than me, but he's not a great basketball player. But at 4,200, if he's going to get big minutes, you definitely have to look at playing him in your fantasy lineup. Terrence Jones, his price has dropped all the way down to 4,000. Now, he's averaging 20 points a game in the playoffs. If he gives you just 20 points at 4,000, that's enough. And we know that he can go big. So it's not a bad ploy to go. You can go cheap power forwards. Terrence Jones at 4,000, Taj Gibson at 4,000. One of those two guys I think should be in your lineup. The other guy you want is Blake Griffin at 11,300. If I'm spending big bucks, I'm spending it on Blake. I'm probably not spending on LeBron. Although, a 5-point difference in the average, Griffin at 58, LeBron at 53. Are you more trusting of Blake at the moment? I'd have to say that I am anyway, because he's just been doing it game after game after game. 11,300 for Blake is a good price. Now Dwight Howard's price continuing to rise at 9,000. It's still not too high, I don't think. He's averaging 47. I'm happy with spending the 9,000 on him. James Harden at 10,000. His first two games have been okay. He's still averaging 4,500. We know he can go out there and put up 50s and 60s quite comfortably. So 10,000 is not a bad option for James Harden. It's not the best option out there, though. I think there are other guys you would want. I would prefer Jimmy Butler at his price than Harden at his price. Just that saving you that extra 1,000. But you know what? If you've got an extra 1,000 to spend based on how you do the rest of your team, then obviously you put Harden in. Trevor Ariza at 6,200. Solid. He's never going to go massively over that, but I think it's a solid bet. And we look at Matt Barnes at 4,500. He's averaging 26.8 points throughout the playoffs. A lot higher than I think what a lot of people would think. And at 26.8 for 4,500, it's a pretty decent return. And I think you'd be happy if you could get that off Matt Barnes again. He's had two really good games. Jamal Crawford has played well when Chris Paul is out, poorly when Chris Paul is in. So it's very dependent. At 5,100, I don't mind it if Paul is out. If Paul is in, I'm avoiding it, definitely. I'm not going anywhere near him. Jason Terry at 3,000. Pablo Prigioni is also at 3,000. Again, if you're looking for a cheap point guard option, I'm taking Terry over Prigioni, and there's a little bit of scope for Terry to have a big-ish game, but don't expect the world from him. Obviously, we know he's not great. Josh Smith at 6,200. I think if I'm looking at Josh Smith or Terrence Jones, an extra $2,000 for Josh Smith. I would rather Jones, even though Smith is the better player. I would rather Jones at that price. And 5,000 for JJ Redick is too high. I don't like that. He's only averaging 18.9. His highest daily fantasy output throughout the whole playoffs is only 25, and that's not enough at 5,000. We need him to go bigger than that. Not many other cheap options. There are a couple of guys priced in that sort of $2,000 range. Dante Jones, Hedo Turkoglu, no thanks. Clint Capella at 2,200. I like him. I just don't think he's going to do enough to give you those sort of points back. He's not going to give you 13, 14 points. Glenn Davis at 2,500 is mildly intriguing. It depends if you're going to go big and put Blake and LeBron and Harden and Kyrie and Rose all in a lineup. You might be able to put, if you're looking for a guy sub 3,000, Glenn Davis is going to be the pick of the bunch. All right, that's it, guys. shorter podcast today, obviously, because there was no games to recap. No point recapping a game from 2 days ago. Podcast will be back again tomorrow with a standard recap and preview. And we're heading towards the end of the daily podcast, because once the second round is done, I won't be doing daily podcasts because there won't be any real daily fantasy contests to enter. The podcast will still be around there, so make sure you're still listening and subscribing and reviewing and ranking if you haven't done that yet. There will still be a podcast going all the way through. It'll just be at a more reduced rate. You won't get one every day. You might get two a week. You might get three a week. It just depends. And if you've got any ideas or things you want to hear about, please send in an email or a tweet or a Facebook message or a Facebook post or an Instagram comment, whatever. Send all that stuff through and let me know what you guys want to hear on the podcast. Thank you so much for listening, everyone. See ya.